Good for you. Rich McFadden is ready. Jennifer Horn is ready. Roberta Fasanelli is ready to discuss more of the issues of the day. One of the things that has been, I think it's sort of prominent in a lot of talk circles, has been the back and forth, the race card again being played, the conversation about Hank Aaron said one thing. I think it's more important to actually listen sometimes to the words of these people. And you make up your own mind, because this is not a politically driven program like most of the rest of the shows on most of the stations, or many of the stations anyway, that carry this program as a morning show, and then they go off into their political bent later in the day. But I do think that this information, or the sound of their voices, deserves the light of day. So here first is Eric Holder complaining that the treatment he got during the questioning by Congressman Louie Gohmert of Texas had to do with the fact that he was black. And then after that, House Speaker John Boehner denies, I don't even know why he got in on this, because he wasn't there, but it's okay, because he wants to speak up for the Republicans. Anyway, what do you think about this in general? You can comment either here live at 888-302-3684, or you can go to, you can email Jennifer or Roberta or Richie or me at DougStefan.com, or you can send comments to Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Here first is Eric Holder.
I am pleased to note that the last 5 years have been defined by significant strides and by lasting reforms, even in the face of unprecedented, unwarranted, ugly, and divisive adversity. If you don't believe that, you look at the way, and forget about me. You look at the way the Attorney General of the United States was treated yesterday by a House committee. Had nothing to do with me. Forget that. What Attorney General has ever had to deal with that kind of treatment?
Plenty of them.
What president has ever had to deal with that kind of treatment?
Ashcroft got as much and deserved every bit of it like this guy does.
There's no issue of race here.
Boehner.
The frustration is that the American people have not been told the truth about what happened at the IRS. The American people have not been told the truth about what happened in Fast and Furious. The administration has not told the American people the truth about Benghazi. And we've been going through all of these hearings, having to hold people in contempt because they've made it impossible to get to the documents. They've not been forthcoming. They owe the American people the truth. And when it comes to Benghazi, we've got four Americans who are dead. And their families deserve the truth about what happened, and the administration refuses to tell them the truth.
All right. The IRS part of what he said, I agree with 100%. Man, do they screw that up. And the fact that she keeps, Lois Lerner keeps doing the fifth, they're guilty as hell, guilty as sin. They're up to their mickeys in this, and they know it. I'm talking about the administrators who pulled this all off. But I don't even need to have comment here. I just wanted you to hear the voices rather than hear people talk about the voices of Eric Holder and John Boehner. What they said can speak for itself. My only comment, again, is back to what Boehner said about the IRS. There are criminals in the IRS. And so where do you go? They stonewall it because they can. And it certainly has happened in Republican administrations as well. And you, the point is that you, as the American taxpayer, are getting the short end of the stick. I was going to use another term, but not so genteel. If there are people listening in the car that don't want to hear me use one word that begins with an S and a C and R and an E and a W in it, then you're
Marty,
being...
what does that spell?
Hold on a minute. I'm trying to rewrite this down. Give me that again.
Like a word game.
MCFADDES.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, let's move on to yesterday on Wall Street. You have a 401k. You lost money yesterday. It was the worst day in 3 years. How many people have retirement accounts? Richie, you got one. Roberta, you got one.
Yep.
Jennifer.
I'm trying to start one, actually.
I should have one.
I had one.
I know.
You should have one. I had one once upon a time. Whew, gunzo. All right, anyway. So the NASDAQ went down 130 points. That's true. you'll tell your father that, too.
That's oh, he already knows. It's in the handbook at our company.
That's what it is. Okay, Richie, remember that. The line of the day, retirement is for sissies.
Yep.
Everybody, your job is to remember, retirement is for sissies. So don't worry about the market. The usual stuff, business talk radio stations and the magazine, newspapers, they make a big deal out of it. Come on, would you please? So is the worst thing.
What goes up must come down.
Ding dong.
And you have to plan for that.
All right. Puerto Rico in the news today, asking the public there for debt-cutting ideas. Maybe they ought to try this in Washington, huh? The idea, there have been suggestions. Actually, some of the suggestions have been accepted for consideration. One of the things, because they are in such tough fiscal shape down there, legalizing marijuana and prostitution. Mm. How many people now? How do I have that conversation on a family-friendly program?
Puerto Rico likes to tax anything and everything at a high rate.
Yeah.
So it pretty much keeps people working for the taxes down there, working to pay their taxes.
Working
so if
the
they
man.
Can create another revenue source by selling something that they're not allowed to sell now just so that they can tax it, I'm sure that they'll be behind it.
Well, they are very inefficient. They are very corrupt. It's a protectorate. Most of the Caribbean island nations are quite corrupt. You go to Jamaica, that's one that I know fairly well. Horrible government. Oh, my God, are they awful. And I don't know why they have an uprising there. Because they don't want
to scare off the number one revenue source, which is tourism.
Most of the people are not working. They don't care about the tourism. They care about being able to eat. And they can't.
Most of the people are working. They're cleaning
Jamaica?
The hotel rooms and cooking for guests.
For $2 an hour.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so there's another overview of some things going on.
They'd probably do better than that. But
I was talking earlier, I was being criticized by my colleagues here for my appearance, and one of the things that came out in the conversation was how my hair looked at certain times the last week or two, and I suggested that my hair looked the way it did because it was quite long, and I have since gotten it cut. And in the barber chair the other day getting it cut, the barber said, you know, the last 4, 5, 6 months, you have more hair than you did before. It was interesting that he would observe that. I was thinking it, and I know the reason is because I've been using Provia. Provia is the all-natural hair-thinning therapy that helps you as it's helped me. So stop hair loss now. Cleanse the pores. Get rid of the cheap shampoos that are stuck like cement in your pores, get it out of there so the follicles of hair under your scalp can start growing again. That's what Provia does. You'll get more hair like I have, and you'll feel good about it. Call 800-525-8319 and mention Doug Steffen. They'll send you not only the regular Provia, but the new Super Concentrate, which works even faster and even better and usually is more expensive. But right now, when you call 800-525-8319, not only will you stop hair loss now, you'll get more hair growing in more quickly and more thickly. All right, 800-525-8319 for Provia.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Lager.
Doug Steffen, Good Day Program, 16 past the hour. Joining Jennifer and Richie and Roberta and me now is Samantha Nevels, who is a Senior Coordinator of Policy Communication. Wow, what a name. For the Consumer Electronic Association.
Sounds important.
It does sound important. We are here to talk about the fact that April, and I don't know that we've spent too much time on this already, it's Earth Month, Earth Day, coming up in a week or so. And she wants to help you recycle your electronics responsibly. One of the biggest problems our country has.
This is a tough, tough thing to do properly.
What to do, it really is. With all of these electronics that have become so popular, especially the larger screens and things like that. So, Samantha, What do we do to handle all this stuff that actually is considered responsible?
Well, it is important to responsibly recycle your electronics, because you may not know it, but there are a lot of components in these electronics that can be used to make future products. And it's actually easier to recycle them than you think.
All right, so then with responsibility, what do? We put them in the car and we bring them where?
So CEA has a zip code locator for electronics recycling centers at greenergadgets.org. You just put in your zip code and it'll show you the closest recycling locations to you.
Great.
And there are more than you probably think there are.
All right, so the website is greenergadgets.org. Look for your zip code and then take, that's what I did. I found a place in California to bring one of my own, my old screens, and it happened to be a print shop. I don't know what they did with them, but
you know, our Best Buy, our local Best Buy, yeah. And I just went to greenergadgets.org, and there it is.
There
Best Buy is the closest place for me. Now, additionally, Samantha, here in my office, the building that manages, or the company that manages this building, they do about twice a year a e-recycling thing where a company comes in, and we give them just a pile of stuff that's just junk. How popular is that around the country and within the work environment?
You know, we're seeing that more and more, especially for management companies of buildings, putting together recycling events and also consumer events. I know here in D.C., every third Saturday, they do a citywide recycling event to make it, you know, easier to recycle those electronics. So we're seeing that more and more.
As long as we don't end up worshiping at the altar of green, I think there's a practical consideration here.
It becomes
a nuisance.
Samantha,
and then it becomes dangerous if we don't.
Exactly. Samantha, just so that people understand, what are some of the dangers of throwing a TV or a computer into the trash, into the garbage?
Well, a lot of these electronics have lots of different metals and whatnot in the device.
Mercury.
And so, yes, and iron, and there are just, you know, a few things that
copper.
We don't necessarily want in the landfill. And the thing is, like, these are components that we want to use again in other products. So it's not so much that they may be hazardous, it's that we want to use these products so that we don't have to go somewhere else to find them.
Let me use a comparison. Automobiles now are pretty much completely recycled. They get brought to the junk dealer, they get crushed, they get separated out, the various parts, plastic and metal, and pretty much every new car has things that came from old cars. And that's basically what she's saying here, Richie, about the electronics. Same thing, same idea, same principle, and same disposal method. It just needs to be, when you get done with your car, it doesn't run any longer. I do it with my old trucks and stuff. We junk them. And I know that they're going into the recycling world, and I'm happy about that. Because it's what makes sense, and this nothing here that we've been talking about makes anything other than sense. So if you're thinking about what to do for Earth Month and how to start, electronics is a good place for you to start in recycling. Get where you can take them by going to greenergadgets.org. Samantha Neville, thank you.
It's official. Spring is here. More lovely news? It's Clinique Bonus Time at Macy's, and a 7-piece gift full of bright ideas is free with your purchase of $27 or more. Start with Repairwear Laser Focus Serum, now with twice the smoothing power at 2 weeks. Our famous yellow moisturizer is there, along with an eyeshadow quad in your choice of shades, and a Can't Buy It Anywhere lipstick and mascara duo. This 7-piece gift is free with your Clinique purchase of $27 or more, a $70 value, one to a client please while it lasts. Clinique Bonus Time at Macy's.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
City.
Oh, yeah.
And Roberta Fasanelli was there to witness Kiss and Nirvana and the Linda Ronstadt tribute, which Roberta says was absolutely terrific.
Incredible.
Sheryl Crow, Carrie Underwood, Bonnie Raitt, Emmylou Harris, Glenn Frey.
And Stevie Nicks.
Really? That's
wow.
Yeah. And these five women harmonizing on stage was remarkable.
Well, and it's cool that Glenn Frey was there because he was actually part of her backup band.
Right, he inducted her. He formally inducted her.
Was she there?
No, she wasn't. She was Parkinson's.
I know. I just wondered whether she'd gotten around to get there.
No, she wasn't able to make it. Glenn Frey said she doesn't travel anymore.
All right, so what were the other highlights beside the induction of and the performances that brought Linda Ronstadt in? What did you find to be the highlights of the evening?
Okay, Cat Stevens was remarkable. He performed several songs.
Yeah, Islam Stevens, Muslim?
Yep, he was inducted, and he sounded just as good as he did 30 years ago. Peter Gabriel was fantastic with some of his original band people there, and then, of course, Bruce.
Bruce was inducted last night.
Well, the E Street Band was inducted.
Really?
Separately.
Cool. Right, separately, because Bruce was inducted over 10 years ago. So now, and at the time, you know, he wanted the E Street Band inducted, but the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame had certain rules, and they couldn't do that. So finally, the E Street Band was inducted, and they did a version of the E Street Shuffle, and then did a version of Kitty's Back that I think probably 3/4 of the arena had no idea what they were playing, but
it
just showed the musicianship of the band. Kitty's Back is an amazing, amazing
song. Even
the deceased,
was it, who's dead? Clarence?
No. Clarence Clemens and Danny Federici.
Now, are they part of that?
Yes, of course, yeah. In fact, Danny's son accepted for him, and Clarence's wife, it was very tearful. Oh, my God, she had us crying, accepted for Clarence.
See, one of the things that I find interesting is how music sort of reflects life in a manner of speaking. One of the things that Cat Stevens, who is known as Yusuf Muslim, and created a big stir when he converted to Islam, and a lot of people want to throw him out of the country. Matter of fact, I think he was barred from being in the country for a while, if I remember correctly. So at the 2014 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony last night, he said, I never thought I'd be on the same stage as Kiss.
Yes.
That's funny.
Kiss did not play, by the way.
Really?
Why not?
Gene Simmons was there, Paul Stanley.
Yep. They did not play.
Really?
Well, the fact that all four were on stage without killing each other was a miracle.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I got to imagine Gene Simmons is a pretty hard guy to get along with.
Yeah.
That's a whole lot of ego walking around.
No, no, they were just in suits and regular clothing. Yeah. And, but it was very moving to see Bruce in inducting his own band into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It was quite incredible.
The Kiss, what's his name? Stanley, the guitarist, wasn't that the guitarist? Stood in front. This is a review of surrealistic moments. The fact that Stanley would stand in front of a crowd of 10,000 people, extolling his many years of sobriety.
So tell me about Nirvana.
Well, obviously they didn't play.
Obviously.
Well, Courtney Love was there, too.
Courtney Love was there, yes.
Yeah. Dave Grohl was there.
Grohl was there. This is correct.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it was absolutely worthwhile making the trek into Brooklyn, and we had pretty loud.
Listen to you.
We up
to all of these things. You're like, yeah, it was worth the trip into Brooklyn. I guess it was worth it.
I think it's time we start a protest movement to find out why, or to insist that the Moody Blues get inducted. Why in the name of heaven?
Get in line.
Moody Blues.
There's a lot of bands waiting in that same line there, brother.
Well, why aren't they? Yeah. So who are the others? Why isn't the Moody
Blues? Moody Blues groupie.
I am a Moody Blues groupie, they belong in the Rock and Roll. Like she is with Springsteen, they belong in the Rock and Roll Hall.
So do the Monkees.
Yeah, the Monkees do as well. You're right. 28 after
One
the
Direction.
Hour.
April 15th is right around the corner, so some people are going to be really busy this weekend, including me. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. But I know a trustworthy place to get some of my most pressing tax questions answered, the AARP Foundation Tax Aid Program. It's designed to help low and moderate income taxpayers, but the website also has a section on frequently asked questions that applies to just about anybody unless you're super rich. There's info on business income and self-employment adjustments, capital gains from the sale of a home, child care credits, and much more. The website is in both English and Spanish, and it also has info on tax tips for family caregivers and job seekers. The AARP Foundation Tax Aid Program is the largest free, volunteer-run tax assistance and prep service in the nation. Next year, maybe you can be one of its many well-trained volunteers. Here's the phone number. It's toll-free. 1-888-OUR-AARP. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
GEICO presents Strange Savings Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out GEICO. Ken found himself visiting GEICO.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm David Cordeni, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I want to have a wonderful day. Outstanding day. Outstanding, and it is mild. Actually, it is quite mild here on the farm. Roberta, what's the temperature in New York today?
Let's see. Right now, it is 61 degrees.
Richie, what's the temperature in Washington today?
A milestone here in Washington, D.C. I was able to walk out of the house at 5:30 in the morning with just a shirt on,
wow.
No jacket.
Whoa.
And that is always the day I look forward to every single year.
So Jennifer 60, and I have spent a whole winter doing that, Richie.
I never have a shirt on.
Perfect. All right, so Jennifer, Richie, Roberta, and Doug.
Take care of them girls there, Jen.
Let them breathe.
The Australian Prime Minister says that searchers are confident that signals that they picked up are from the missing plane.
Okay, if you're going to do this, let me give you an introduction. Are you ready?
What's that?
And now it's time for Doug Steffens. Ping reports.
This is where Doug denies any such thing as a ping, and that it's stupid for them to be searching for more pings because the plane is not there.
Well, here's part of
it. We all know from the pictures we saw yesterday, it's on Mars.
Yeah, right.
This is not a ping zone.
Part of this has to do with my skepticism built around the fact that the country itself has started to investigate the confusing information, the initial response, the way they handle the missing jet. So if this is coming from Malaysia,
what country?
Then I have no interest in what they have to say. If it comes from Australia, maybe it has more credibility.
No, I mean, the Australian folks are saying that they think that they're confident they're going to find it.
Yeah, well, that's one thing to be confident. I'm confident I'm going to be 106. Is that going to be the reality? Let's hope so.
106 what?
And still doing the show.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, what's it going to sound like under that circumstance?
It'll be you and me, Doug.
Oh.
The Doug Steffens Show.
Perfect. I don't think we'll sound like that, Roberta. We may have to have our teeth fixed every once in a while.
Yeah, people that are 106 have a nice, strong voice.
How do you know? What is that shot?
Hey, guess what?
How do you
My
know?
My aunt is turning 100. My grandmother's sister will be 100 in July.
We'll be dealing with the Pistorius trial in a few moments. Meanwhile, authorities on the hunt for a hit-and-run driver who caused a fatal crash at a Florida daycare said earlier this week, Robert Alex Corchado.
Yeah, nope. He turned himself in.
When?
Last night.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, thank
Breaking
you for the update, Richie.
No problem.
Well, maybe, let's see, do I need an update on the overview of the situation in Albuquerque where police engaged in a, apparently, problems, the confusion and the complaints from folks who live in Albuquerque? I had no idea. We're on in Albuquerque, and it's a very interesting town, like being on in Albuquerque. The Department of Justice is investigating the police department because they've been engaged in a pattern of excessive force. You see, last night, the video on most of the news programs of the inmate that was brought down the hall and bashed into the wall. And then after that, there were some other examples of police misbehavior. 37 shootings in the department since 2010.
Wow.
20 of them resulted in deaths. So there
like
are a
the
lot
Wild
of,
West.
Yeah, demonstrations taking place, people protesting the shooting of a homeless man, for example. Now, this kind of stuff apparently goes on in Albuquerque all the time. I did not know that, but I wouldn't want to live in a town where this was going on. And you can be sure I would be part of the protests if, in fact, this were going on in my community. We have a lot of brutal police in this country. Too many of them. We have a lot of police that are not properly trained. We just have too many police. They're not properly trained. They're not paid enough. You cut down the force, train them better, pay them better, and you get better results. The fact that you don't ever win with just numbers. I think it's interesting the way on the TV program Blue Bloods, police work is portrayed. It's sort of a new way. Any of you noticed that? That's the show.
I watched it a while.
It's a very good show.
I watched it.
Richie, you should watch. Very, very good
show. It's a good
show. It portrays police work in an interesting way, mm-hmm. in a way that isn't normally, I think, understood by people. Most people have negative responses to the police because they abuse their power. But a lot of times people, I know, a lot of times, but sometimes people, when they're confronted with being wrong, don't have the right response. If somebody gets you for doing something that really is wrong, I'm not talking about a crime, but something that is egregious, maybe speeding in a school zone, something like that.
Put your hands on the steering wheel when you get pulled over.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
a sign of respect, mm-hmm. and you will have an easier time of it than you would if you're messing around.
Yeah, and don't have an attitude.
Right.
You know, even if they have an attitude, and that's the problem. A lot of police have an attitude. Wasn't it last year that a police officer was caught sort of red-handed? The people that were stopped had a camera in the car, and it videoed everything that went on.
Well, and that's the game changer.
And that's
here.
Part of why they probably have a bad attitude, because now they're getting taped. And
everybody's got a cell phone.
Yeah.
Everybody can tape you.
Yep.
You cannot do anything without it being on YouTube within 5 minutes.
And
all the police cars, all the cruisers have cameras in them, too, to protect the police.
Right. A story about the Gulf oil spill today that many of you may not have heard about because researchers are just now relating the information tracking the health of some 30,000 workers who were involved in the cleanup. And they're going to issue a report on their findings. Apparently, there are a lot of people who are very sick, and now BP is going to have to stand up for that. As they have had to stand up for a lot of other things. But I had no idea. Do you have any idea 30,000 workers were involved in that cleanup down there a couple of years ago?
You know, one of the interesting things about this case is my neighbor, the guy that lives directly to my right, is one of the investigators for the DOJ.
Really?
And he spends a lot of time down in New Orleans and just building this case and going to court. And it's still going on. They are still investigating. They are still getting all of their evidence together and still taking people to court and still sending people to jail and suing and whatnot. It's just, it's a massive undertaking.
6.1 magnitude earthquake in Nicaragua. How do you pronounce that? Is that the correct way to pronounce it?
Nicaragua.
I knew you would say it right. Let's see. Damaged lots of homes. 100 are people are missing, apparently, or something like that. Homes destroyed all over the place. Town of the center of the epicenter of the earthquake is Nagarate. N-A-G-R.
No, it's N-A-G-A-R-O-T-E.
Nagarate.
I don't know what that is, but I know where Nicaragua is. Roberta, you know where Nicaragua is? Can you pinpoint it on a map?
Yes, Nicaragua is in Central America.
Okay. Jennifer, where in Central America? So what's above it and what's below it, country-wise?
Panama and Honduras.
Which way? What's
Panama
north?
To the south, Honduras to the north.
Very good, Roberta.
Huh? I was just going to say it's to the
wrong.
Left of the Ukraine.
She made that up, Richie.
Yeah, she's got the Honduras right.
Uh-huh.
Costa Rica's to the south.
Oh,
have you ever wanted to go to Honduras? To me, Honduras means there's a lot of, like, guerrilla-type folk around there.
Mm-mm. And then Panama.
They said it's the most dangerous country in the world.
Is it?
Honduras.
I believe it.
Tegucigalpa, Honduras, is the most dangerous city in the world.
Up next, the prosecution in the Oscar Pistorius trial says he's lying.
You did it.
We'll talk to an expert on the trial. That's next year on Good Day.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to mybenefits45.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says mybenefits45.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to mybenefits45.com now. That's mybenefits45.com.
Really?
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here's your craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty.
It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Massive, Wisconsin.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
The latest on Good Day in the prosecution of Oscar Pistorius. His murder trial has been going on this week. The prosecution says the defense that's been put forth so far is an outright lie. Mr. Pistorius claims he mistook his girlfriend for an intruder and accidentally shot her. Pistorius, target of relentless and some people say combative questioning during the entire week. Here to talk about the situation is Stan Friedman. He is a former federal prosecutor with the Department of Justice. His experience in the criminal area has included cases involving public corruption, bank fraud, savings and loan fraud, all kinds of things that are scurrilous. So, Mr. Friedman, thanks for joining us. What's your take on the Pistorius claims and the prosecution saying that there's nothing truthful in anything that he's saying?
Good morning. I think the prosecution is doing a very good job at hammering away at Oscar Pretorius and knocking down his defenses.
Well, what do you think? If you were the prosecutor and you're listening to all this, does he present himself as a credible witness?
No. His story is starting to break down, and his emotional situation, I don't think, helps his case.
You mean all the crying and throwing up in the courtroom, that doesn't give him sympathy?
I don't think so. There's no jury here. There's a judge with two helpers, two assessors, and I don't think she's going to be impressed by that.
Does it prove mental illness at all?
Apparently, his lawyer has not presented that as a defense. And if that was his defense, it might be that situation might be helpful, but here it's not.
All right. So, what do we need to know as Americans about the difference in our system and their system? There's certainly plenty of play. People are watching this on television and listening to it on the radio. They hear the responses that he gives, always addressing the judge. Doesn't address the prosecutor. His answers are always aimed at the judge. How is that, the fact there's no jury and all that sort of thing? But if you wouldn't mind explaining the difference between the basics of our system and their system.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. And that's probably the most fundamental difference, the fact that in most situations, somebody who's on trial for murder would be judged by a jury of his peers or her peers. It would be a 12. And to get a verdict, you need a unanimous vote. So one person could be impressed by his emotional state, and it could be a holdout situation. But here it's a judge. I wouldn't expect there to be a mistrial based on the judge not being able to make a decision. She's going to vote one way or the other. And I think she's going to look at the facts of the case in a very cold and dispassionate way, where a juror is going to be maybe impressed more by his emotional state, perhaps more impressed by his celebrity status. I think we've seen that in this country a little bit. And so the whole dynamics there works very differently. Also, in an American court, it's very unlikely that the prosecutor is going to be able to level the kind of charges or maybe make the type of sarcastic comments that the prosecutor is being permitted to make. Typically, the prosecutor just asks fact questions, and then the defendant answers, and that's it. There's no such comment commentary that we're seeing here in South Africa.
The prosecutor says that Pistorius actually shot this woman as they were talking. You wonder where the evidence comes from since there was nobody else there. How do they come up with, you can see the holes in the door, dead body.
Right.
All right, but how did they come up with the two of them were talking before he shot her?
Well, there was this neighbor that reported screaming, and then the sound of shots. And the story is, well, that was him screaming. And apparently he does have perhaps a little bit of a higher voice. So he was after he realized that he shot his girlfriend that he started screaming.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the prosecutor's side of it is, well, it was the woman screaming, and she was screaming because she didn't want to be shot by her boyfriend.
Mm. Well, who would?
Mr. Friedman, it seems a little odd to me that in a crime of passion that there would only be four shots taken. Isn't there usually some difference there with in a crime of passion?
Yeah, oftentimes you do see multiple stabbings. 20 stabbings, or
they empty the clip, right?
Right, exactly. And here we didn't see that. So
has that been brought up, or has that been a piece of the argument?
No, but I think somebody should maybe share his fee or salary with you, because I don't think that's been brought up, actually. I think that's actually an important point, but I have not heard that being brought up in the trial.
I should have been a lawyer.
Does he get 25 years if he's found guilty?
Right, at least 25 years. He'd be eligible for parole after 25 years if he's found guilty of murder.
All right.
And so there is a shot, a reasonable chance. I think the best odds is that maybe he'd be found guilty of culpable homicide rather than murder, given the emotional nature of the circumstance.
Right.
So the judge would have a lot more flexibility there.
Pretty interesting, and how it's playing out in America as well as South Africa and the rest of the world is also an interesting part of the story. Thank you. Stan Friedman is here, a former federal prosecutor with lots of info on law. sfriedmanlaw.org is his website.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
I don't want to sell anything, buy anything, or process anything as a career. I don't want to sell anything bought or processed, or buy anything sold or processed, or process anything sold, bought, or processed, or repair anything sold, bought, or processed. You know, as a career, I don't want to do that.
Classic.
Good for him.
Absolutely classic line.
This is Peter Gabriel singing In Your Eyes from the movie Say Anything, which was at the top of the box office during this week in 1989.
I got a question. You guys know so much about women. How come you're here, like, in Gas and Sip on a Saturday night, completely alone, drinking beers, no women anywhere?
John Cusack, one of Richie's favorites, star of the show, explaining here in the movie what he wants to do with his life.
Because I figure what I really want to do with my life, what I want to do for a living, is I want to be with your daughter. I'm good at it.
Huh. Not my daughter, pal.
Who of us that are in the Brat Pack era don't remember this movie and him standing out there with the boombox above his head with this song
romance
blasting out of it? Who does not remember that?
All right, so there we have a good start to movie music on Movie Moments, Movie Memories. Chuck Curry is here with an overview of the movies that are coming out this weekend and his prediction for what will top the box office. That's coming up. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Tough Builder Launford. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry. So it's up to you to feed it today with Scott's Tough Builder Launford. A prompt feeding now in early spring and another in late spring strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Go on, put down some Scott's Tough Builder Launford this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Visit scotts.com/goyard for the chance to win a $25,000 backyard makeover.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer. Good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Hi, Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. I'm interested in looking at some of the movie news that I've seen that you have not reported on this week. Zac Efron, producing and starring in a big screen adaptation of The Associate. I thought he was a druggie and in trouble. Is he dry out? What's the story with him?
Well, I don't know. He had a story a few weeks ago where he was on in a bad part of Los Angeles with his bodyguard. And
right.
That's right. Interrupted. Yeah. He got his bodyguard. I don't know the mixed fit story. Bodyguard got beat up. He went there intervening. He got beat up also. Yeah. He's had some issues. I mean, it's well known he's had some issues. I personally like the guy. I find him appealing, and I guess he still has some clout to produce a star in that film.
All right, so that's one item of interest. More to the point, what's happening this weekend at the box office?
Well, although Captain America 2 is going to be number one again at the box office, the heavily promoted movie Draft Day, a sports film starring Kevin Costner.
I want to see that, yeah.
Should do pretty well.
That's just the same as the one that... Isn't that the same movie as Brad Pitt starred in? It was just baseball instead of that. This is football, same thing.
Similar storyline.
Yeah.
I think this movie is going to be a little bit more popular than Moneyball, although Moneyball was a good film.
It was a good film.
I thought that was one of Brad's.
Won lots of awards.
Yeah, it was a good movie, and this looks like it'd be kind of fun. So the women who like Mr. Costner as eye candy will be first in line.
You know, Costner, who is one of the big stars of the 90s, has had a good career resurrection. Co-starred in The Man of Steel, played Jonathan Kent. I thought he was fantastic. Was in the new Jack Ryan movie, very good. Starred in 3 Days to Kill, a movie that...
So how does that happen?
Really,
how does a guy
really
like him, how does that get... How do you go to your agent and say, okay, put my name out there for everything? How do you revive a career like he's had, as you've just explained?
Very simple. One role at a time.
Really?
You get that one role that gets you back in the limelight. It's sort of like Sean Connery in the Untouchables. Uh-huh. He had that huge, you know, amazing career going at one time with James Bond, and then sort of petered out, got the Untouchable role, was unbelievable in it, perfect part, fit his character perfectly.
Travolta with Pulp Fiction.
With the Best Supporting Actor nomination, and then he retakes off. Same as Travolta, like Rich just
So why
out.
Can't Schwarzenegger do that?
Resurrected him.
Why can't Schwarzenegger do that?
Because these guys were all 50-something or 40-something.
He's limited. He's an action star. And he's in his, you know, 66, 67 years old.
Careful.
And it's hard to reinvent yourself with a new audience. It's just hard.
Oh, really?
You're okay, Doug. Don't worry about you.
I have to remember that. Okay.
You still got years left.
You're a young 66,
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's good. Nice job, Chucker. I'm very pleased to have you here on the program. More and more every day. I look forward to you being here with your excellent commentary and sage wit, especially when you make fun of me. It's a wonderful therapeutic moment I have. Chuck Curry on Good Day 59 after the hour.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.